The report from Wisberg provides the results of several studies which looked at financial impacts of smoking bans. Advocate Bruce Spate says the majority showed bans had a neutral or even positive impact on businesses.
This report shows that we can have smoke-free bars and healthy economy. And there's no need to speculate or rely on anecdotal experience. There's a large body of literature that has studied the resulting economic impact on bars, restaurants, and the hospitality industry.
Opponents of a statewide ban say it will drive customers away and force them out of business. Spate says that's not the case in Madison and Appleton, which saw liquor license applications go up after implementing a ban.
If there are actually more establishments opening, then clearly there's a demand for bars and restaurants in communities that are smoke-free.
Spate says the evidence supports Wisconsin's current push to implement a statewide smoking ban.
We can have smoke-free laws and a healthy economy. This is the right thing to do for Wisconsin. We should move forward with a statewide smoke-free policy.
An assembly committee is holding a hearing today on the latest smoking ban proposal. Andrew Baggett, Wisconsin Radio Network.